huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here, and this is vitally important lockdown-related content. Now, I'm going to share with you my 6 phases of change. You go through stages when there is disruption, evolution, or revolution. And I think when you understand the phases of change, you're more adaptable. You can evolve quicker. You can be more disruptive. You can survive lockdowns, quarantines, recessions, and major disruptions to your business and life. And what I think this gives you is a more seamless journey rather than holding on to phases of change and resisting inevitable change. Now, if you research, there are change models that previous scientists or researchers have created. Mine is quite different, and it's really entrepreneurial. So it's more focused on changing for the work-life balance or for the business model or for evolving and growing your business. I don't think you'll find anything like this out there. But what I will tell you is, if you watch my lives, while we go through lockdown 2.0, or whether we go through a lockdown 3.0, or whatever is going on with quarantines and COVIDs and lockdowns and disruptions and recessions and everything else, I am going to do daily content to help you through this. Of course, I'll also make evergreen content. I'll publish it on my podcast, The Disruptive Entrepreneur. So my 6 phases of change are: 1, disruption. 2, denial. We've all done that. 3, resistance. 4, acceptance. 5, evaluation. And 6, implementation. Now, the first 3 phases, they are the chaos phase. And then the last 3 phases, they are the ordering phase. In reality, evolution is a cycle between chaos and order, chaos and order. You know, you have empires that are built in times of chaos, then they create order. That order lasts for decades or even centuries, or even like the Roman Empire, about 2,000 years. But every empire is broken up and there is an old guard and a new order. So there's the chaos and the order stage of evolution. So let me give you the 6 phases again, and then I'm going to detail them. If you've got any thoughts to add, anything you want to share watching the live, please do comment. I can see lots of people saying hi. So the 6 phases of change, my 6 phases of change through my experience, are disruption, denial, resistance. That's the chaos stage. Acceptance, evaluation, implementation, that's the order stage. Now, the more you can get real and face the reality of change, the quicker you can change and the more benefit you'll have to starting and scaling your enterprise and the success and results that you want. Okay, so let's look at stage 1, the disruption stage. I actually like the disruption stage. A lot of people see disruption as bad, but actually when I interview most of my entrepreneurs on my Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast, They see disruption as good. So what disruption is it's the status quo is challenged. The old way, the old habits are disrupted and often broken up. So what once was no longer is. And often change when you get a disruption, there's a lot of resistance to that, which is stage three. But Henry Ford when asked what his customers wanted, he said, well, if he reacted to what his customers wanted, he would have given them a faster horse. And of course, you know, the Model T Ford, which was the first kind of mass production car. These were all changes from how travel was created previously. If you look at Amazon breaking up and disrupting retail, Airbnb disrupting the old hotel model, Uber disrupting the old taxi cab model. Now, disruption can either happen to you or you can create it. And I think you are far more empowered and you change and you move quicker when you disrupt yourself or you go to the market to disrupt it rather than waiting until you're disrupted. Because if you're disrupted, you're reactive. If you're disruptive, you are proactive. Now, maybe the lockdown, the COVID, the quarantine, the big change in the world right now, maybe that disrupted you. It certainly disrupted me. I'll be completely honest with you. I was planning to run online courses for years. I was planning to grow globally through online courses for years. What I think held me back was the status quo of us being a successful UK events company, holding on to what I like about face-to-face events, the networking, the rapport, the connection, the energy, which I always convince myself, you can't do the same online. And then I was disrupted by COVID, thank you COVID, in many ways. And I was forced to create online courses and then forced to recreate what we do face-to-face on online. And now we have more than a dozen online courses. We had our pretty much best month ever in the last 15 years, last month. We are now a global business, not just a national business. And our business is actually more scalable, more robust. It's leaner than it was before. And, you know, I am regarded as the disruptive entrepreneur and I embrace disruption and change more than pretty much anyone I know. But you still can hold on to your old ideals or the way things are done. Hi, it's Rob here, interrupting you with something you may not know about me. I was one of the few people on the planet hand-selected by Facebook to pilot their new supporter program. It's a very small premium model where you can get exclusive content and advance notice or discount of new products and services. So this is what I've done for you. Not only can you get best discounts for any training that we might run. Not only do you get notified first of any launches we do, we also do supporter meetups, supporter dinners, supporter WhatsApp groups where you have a deeper community. I do supporter only Ask Me Anythings. I do supporter only content and podcasts. We have a community of 2,500 supporters, and I'd love to give you the chance to be one of those. I believe this is the best supporter program in the whole world. Find me a better one, but I don't think you will. So the link is bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. That's bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. I believe the gap between free content and paid content is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There's a lot of free content out there that's maybe not that good. And for just a few dollars a month, you can get the best content on business, on entrepreneurship, on starting up, on scaling up, on sales, on marketing, on the mindset of being an entrepreneur. So go to bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R right now. Okay then, stage two. So let me just summarize stage one. You either disrupt or you are disrupted. Be disruptive or get disrupted. Disrupt yourself or have someone else disrupt you. Okay, the second stage of change then is denial. And I know I had this before the lockdown 1.0, and I'll share that with you in a minute. But denial is fear of change. It's delusion of progress. It's like those fear and survival instincts and emotions kicking in. It's you saying, oh, what if this? What if that? We can't do this. We've always done it like this. Now, that's a natural stage of change. Even the most disruptive, evolved human beings and entrepreneurs, they're still going to have a denial phase. Now, I don't know if you can relate to this. Be honest and let me know in the comments. But when I was told pretty much categorically that there would be a lockdown quarantine in sort of COVID 1.0, lockdown 1.0, I was like, no way. There's no way they're going to lock the country down. Come on. No way. Like I said, I am pretty evolved when it comes to speed of change. But I still had probably for a week to 2 weeks a stage or phase of denial. Sharon has just asked here, does stage two always happen? In my experience, yes. Because when you've got something that works or when you do something a certain way, you naturally want to hold on to that. And so, yes, I've not found any phase of change where someone has had zero denial or zero hold on to the old way, especially if it's working. Or what if you don't know another way? Because most people in business, they don't know another way other than what they already do. So for 2 weeks, I was like, there's no lockdown, no way. I mean, that's just Orwellian. There's no way this can happen. And I did hold on to our old way. So that's stage two. Now, the quicker you get out of the denial stage, the faster you evolve and change. Now, of course, you know, this six stage phase of change, this could last days, weeks, months, years, depending on the seismic shift of change and the scale of change. So there is no exact time frame that I can give you. Small change, you might be in denial for a minute or an hour. Massive change, you might be in denial for months or years. You can have this in relationships, can't you? If your relationship has been disrupted and then you're in denial about that it might get better. Okay, then stage three is the resistance. So we've done disruption and denial. Now we're into resistance. So after denial, oh, I can't change. This things will be fine as they are. I want things to stay the same. I wish things would go back to the way they were. This is all denial. This evolves into resistance. And resistance is you holding on tightly to how it used to be done, how it was done, how you want it to be done, justifying and defending how it's always been. So it's just that tight grasp of the present and past, as opposed to the accepting of the change of the future. Now, of course, sometimes it's good to resist change if change isn't the direction you want to go. You know, you don't want to be changing as frequently as you change your underpants. You don't want daily business model change. So, you know, denial and resistance sometimes serve us because they stop us changing too sporadically or frequently. Okay, then we'll move on to stage four. So stage four is acceptance. So we've gone through disruption. There is a big change. It is, and we've gone through the denial of it. Oh, it's not really happening. It's not going to happen to me. Then there's the resistance. Oh, but I want to keep on going the way we were. And these three stages, the first sort of half of my six phases of change, these are the chaos stages when things are getting broken up. The old guard is being removed. The new order is forming. Okay, then we hopefully move through to acceptance. Now, by the way, someone's just said here there could be anger. Now, that these stages of change aren't based on your emotional cycle. You'll likely, when there's disruption, denial and resistance, you'll likely go through a full cycle of emotions. You know, hiding away, fear, you might have frustration, anger, feeling out of control. Even you might go into a depressive state. So these aren't about your emotions. These are about the physical stages. But absolutely right. Through the chaos, you could go through pretty much a myriad of negative or challenging emotions. Okay, but now we're moving into where change actually occurs. So once you've let go of resistance and you're not in denial about what is the reality, then you move into acceptance. And your acceptance stage is that first moment and realization where change is actually happening. You surrender to progress and evolution, and actually you embrace, evolution, revolution, and change. And the quicker you can accept, the quicker you can move on to phase five. And phase five is the evaluation. And that's the full range of solution emotions. So you've gone from the fear and out of control and negative emotions into solution emotions. And by the way, these could be motivated by pain, by pressure. Don't get me wrong. You know, pressure forms a diamond after all. But, you know, you're looking at solutions, challenges, pivots, change, plan B, plan C. So it's essentially productive assessment and evaluation and managing those emotions into forward action. And then we move on to stage six, which is, of course, the most important part of the stages of change and the phases of change, which is implementation. So that's decisiveness, actions, new decisions, new strategies, new tactics, and then the implementation of chaos into the new order. So that's it. And actually, I think if you make notes of these and if you use these as a model, each time that you get disrupted, you get scared, there is change bestowed upon you. Because let's be honest, a lot of the change that you have to implement, you are forced. You know, one of your key staff members leaves, you know, a partner leaves, you have a litigation or you have some legal, reputational or regulational challenge. There's just changes thrown at you all the time. So let me just summarize then. Some people have just joined the live halfway through. So I'm sharing with you my six phases of change model. Actually, one of the reasons I created this is because I wanted you to be able to change and evolve and have evolution and revolution, A, more quick or quickly, more quicker, quicker, quickly, more quickly, more quicker. But I wanted you to be in control and be proactive, not reactive. Because I think the quicker you can embrace change, the faster you evolve. Look at, you know, how quickly social media and the internet is evolving and changing. The way we interact with our customers is changing. Also, I've just finished writing two books. So one of them is called Reinvent Yourself. That's a collaboration book with Gerald Ratner. That's actually launching in December 2020. So if you're listening after December 2020, go get the book on Amazon now. Beforehand, just make sure you line up early December 2020 to get the book. It's the most vital book, I think. I can't think of a more relevant subject right now. And in that book, Reinvent Yourself, I wrote a chapter on my six phases of change. I've also just finished my book Opportunity, which will come out later or come out 2021. And that's with my publisher, Hachette. And again, Opportunity is about evolving through change, embracing change and not resisting change. And again, there's a full chapter in Opportunity on my six phases of change. Right, so let's summarize then. Rob Moore, six phases of change model. And I think if you look at other change models, I think they're more complicated. I don't think they're as linear, as commonsensical. That mine is really much focused on entrepreneurship and business and evolution and growth. So the six phases of change, which break down into two sections. So section one, that is the chaos stage. And that is disruption, phase one, denial, phase two, and resistance, phase three. Then we move into the order process, the second half, which is acceptance, which is phase four, evaluation, which is phase five, and implementation, which is phase six. So I'll summarize each phase. So the disruption phase one, is the status quo is challenged. The old way is broken up and what once was no longer is. We move into phase two, denial phase, the fear of change, the resistance, the holding on, the delusion of progress. The fear and survival based emotions, the what ifs and we can'ts. Then we move into resistance, holding on to that denial, which is holding on very tightly to the old way, justifying and defending how we've always done it and how it's always been. Then we let go and we move into order, phase four, acceptance. The first realization that change is happening, you surrender to it, it's undeniable. And once you surrender to progress, you actually progress. Then we move into phase five, which is the evaluation, turning the negative emotions into positive, being proactive, evaluating a full range of solutions and how do we overcome the challenges and how do we actually pivot and react and embrace the change, the productive assessment. And then into phase six, which is ultimately the most important phase, which is the implementation phase. Decisions, actions, strategies, tactics, and forward progress. So thanks for tuning in. I hope you found this useful. If you're watching the live, make sure you subscribe to the Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast because I'm doing three podcasts a week now. We do the interviews on a Monday. We do the Rob's Rants on a Wednesday and the Caffeine Casts on a Friday. And we're introducing some new content into my podcast, which I'm not going to tell you about, but you'll start to see the theme over the next few weeks. And certainly, like I said, while we're in lockdown 2.0, I'm going to be doing regular content. And if you're watching the live, please can you share this video? I think there's a lot of fear out there. I think there's still a lot of delusion around what's going on in the world. There's a lot of denial. There's a lot of phases 1 to 3. Disruption, denial, and resistance. So I think we can really help people. So please do share this video if you think your followers, your fans, your subscribers, your friends might benefit from this. Because let's be honest, change is messy and change is hard. And the quicker you can implement, the more you're not just going to survive, but thrive through disruptive and challenging times. And by the way, disruptive and challenging times are often the times of greatest opportunity. So remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. But right now, my favorite quote, which I'm sharing also at the end of my content with, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything, is talk doesn't cook rice.